Hey y'all, Sam here, because who else would be here? In the last episode of Good Grief, you heard a bit about my struggle to get acclimated in Akwesasne. A lot of things just felt kind of off, despite the magic of being there. To wrestle with my feelings about my native identity, or really whatever that means, I talked with Sue Ellen Hearn, the director of the Akwesasne Cultural Center's museum. You heard bits about the number of people who, like me, find themselves at the center to retrace a long-lost family history. But that wasn't all we talked about. And now you all get to hear a bit about Sue Ellen's upbringing in Akwesasne, too. Enjoy this episode two extra, and thanks for listening.
Education is such a big thing for us, and we don't even realize it because you get thrown into it when you're little. So I went to kindergarten in Binghamton at a city school for kindergarten. And this is kind of weird, but it's interesting. I had this memory of the teacher having me stand up in class, and I had this red bow in my hair, and I was just, you know, kind of dressed up for a regular school day. Anybody that was an Indian had to stand up. I was thinking, you know, I look nice or something, because I remember her like pointing me up, and I was thinking, wow, like, you know, I must be really special. It was the census's way of trying to count people, even though there was a lot of mistrust. People go into school and you just get kind of shoved aside, or, you know, nobody's investing in you in a lot of these schools. And in sixth grade, one kid said, "You can't be an Indian. John Wayne killed them all." They just acted like I was a piece of crud because I just was another kid from the reservation getting bussed into the school. It was pretty bad. Like, I could see the racism so clearly because I had never been treated that way. Yet their mascot is the Red Raiders. I went into the school system as a new kid in the middle of the school year, and one teacher introduced me to the class as a new student. One. And it was high school, so I had a lot of teachers, huh? And I ended up going to an art school for my senior year high school, and it was an all-native school. And so that was really different. Like, so I was going from one culture shock to another. Get too much into my own life story here, but well, I think there's probably people in our community that if they had been given the same education as somebody in a different community, like, that they would have a much more fulfilling life.